This is Breckenridge County High School Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC1043.com. This encore broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Welcome, everyone, to Whitaker Bank Ballpark in Lexington, Kentucky, where the Breckenridge County Fighting Tigers will take on the champions of the 9th region, the Beachwood Tigers, here today in the quarterfinals of the KHSAA State Tournament. Welcome, everybody. My name is John Kennedy, and I'm here with my partner, Mike Harnan. Mike, the wait is almost over. We're about ready to play ball.
Some of our listeners may be confused on us bringing the broadcast, as when we left on Saturday, we did not think we were going to have this opportunity. We were under the understanding that KHSAA was going to take over all broadcasting when we got to Lexington, but we applied for and were granted permission to bring our own radio station equipment and broadcast. So we're up here high above home plate with the rest of the media folks, and very, very excited and honored to have this opportunity to bring this broadcast to the folks back home.
The Fighting Tigers come in with a record of 28-5, coming off a victory at Bowling Green on Saturday against South Warren, and the competition will not dip as they take on 38-1 Beachwood out of Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, about 10 miles south of the Cincinnati area. And you don't get to be 38-1 by accident, Mike.
No, this most recent ranking, number 2 in the state. And they've got the All-State Individual Awards came out this week. They have 1 first-teamer and 2 on the second team. The Castleman kid that you'll be calling his name a lot tonight is considered to be one of the top players in the state, batting over 600, folks, and that's not a misprint. He, for a season, after playing 39 games, his batting average is up over 600, so he's going on to play college ball next year, but this group is expecting to make a run for it in the state, as is Breckenridge County. But being ranked number 2 and the number 1 ranked team in the state got upset in the region and is not even here. So they are the top-ranked team that is participating here in this Elite Eight state tournament. So Breckenridge County going to find out real quick how deep we're going to be able to go, because on paper, the best team in the tournament. Our first game, but our kids are confident and ready to go.
Beachwood, a team loaded with upperclassmen, senior after senior in the lineup. They'll field 6 seniors in their hitting roster, 3 juniors, but on the hill will be a freshman. Brett Holiday looks to be their number 2 pitcher behind third-team All-State Noah Carter. Brett Holiday will come in with a 7-0 record and a 1.99 ERA, and if the Tigers are going to be successful, that's who they're going to have to get to early here, as Brock Lucas is about to step in, and we're about to get underway.
Carter kid 13-0, and this Holiday kid 7-0 on the season.
First pitch misses high, and we are underway here at the quarterfinals. First pitch of ball at 5:30.
I do understand that there's weather coming, but it is absolutely gorgeous right here right now. We could not ask for anything better as far as conditions, and the sun's beating down, but the Breckenridge County faithful is on the third base side, and they're actually in the shade, as Holiday's having a hard time finding the strike zone. It's 3-0 real quick.
First team All-State Brock Lucas, as was announced earlier this week, will take a fourth pitch high for a ball and a leadoff walk for the Tigers.
John, he was nowhere close.
Not at all. He was all over the zone there with those first 4 pitches, and we'll see. Beachwood, a team that they have ideas of winning 3 here over the next couple of days, and with that to occur, they want to try to keep their number 1 off the hill tonight, but Tigers trying to make them use him early, as the first pitch to Jacob Ball is taken for ball 1. 5 straight out of the zone.
You can't say the umpire has a tight strike zone, because he's not even close. It's either over the head or in the dirt.
1-0 offering here to Jacob is in the dirt.
He broke it down there.
Throw to second will not be in time, as Brock Lucas is going to take second base. Ball got in the dirt there on the catcher, Trussie, He picks it up, fires it just not in time as Brock's able to slide in to the outfield side of second base. And the Tigers with a runner in scoring position here early.
Brock got kind of out there in no man's land. And Dressey was on that pretty quickly and kept it in front. So I knew it was going to be close, but Brock got in there just in time. These umpires, of course, we're not familiar with any of the four that are out there because they make certain that you do not have an umpire from your region calling your game here at the state level, and these are supposed to be some of the best Commonwealth has to offer. That's another one in the dirt.
Seven straight balls from the starter, Brett Holliday.
He's a freshman, so he's a little nerves here early. Rutgers kind of needs to take advantage.
3-0 pitch. That's going to be taken for the first strike of the game. Got to be thinking that he'll be looking at a very small window here as well as he looked down to Buddy Hobby. Buddy telling him to look in one spot here for the 3-1 pitch. And it's in there for strike two, and the count runs full to Jacob Hall.
As we did at WKU, we do have the miles per hour clock that we can see, and that fastball is at 75.
3-2 pitch swung on, flat to the left side, foul, as third base coach Buddy Hobby tries to corral it.
It's going to be pretty consistent with his fastball, because that's another one dead on 75. So.
Holliday looks in for his sign from his catcher, Clay Trusty, and the payoff pitch swung on and fouled off, and Jacob will have another shot at it.
Barely got a piece. That went straight back to the catcher's glove. I didn't see it right off, but the catcher dropped it. It fell straight back into the catcher's glove. He just simply didn't squeeze it.
Beachwood comes in again with a 38-1 record. They have already won one state tournament this year. They were the single-A tournament champion for all the small schools around the state of Kentucky. They came away with that title. 3-2 offering to Jacob. It's in the left field. It's traveling deep, but the left fielder's getting back on it, and he will get to it about 3 feet from the warning track, and the first out is reported as Jacob, probably the best swing that he's had in the last few games, just got underneath it and will be the first out of the inning.
What do you think is down there? Right, 320? Down the lines there.
I think it's 320 down the left field. It's 315 down the right field. It's a little bit shorter down right field. Put a charge into that one, but also has the wind working against him as it is blowing out to the right side as well. That'll bring Kavion Mitchell to the plate. First pitch to Kavion is way high for ball. That's a good sign, though, even with Jacob getting out there. That was one of the better balls that Jacob's hit in about the last three or four games, so hopefully that provides a little bit of confidence going forward. That pitch swung on and missed by Kavion as the count runs 1-1.
Ooh, I brought that one at 77, so he ran back for a little extra. That's probably his best fastball of the game so far. He just snuck by Kavion.
If you're going to get to a freshman, it's usually going to be early. If they can settle in, maybe able to get things going. But Tigers with a runner in scoring position as that ball is fouled straight back in the count. Now 1-2 to the Tigers first baseman. Toby Poole stands on deck. As the right-hander from Beachwood looks in for his sign. And the pitch popped up just about to where we are, but not going to quite have enough mustard to get back here.
The hit and run. Brock was off and running.
Kavion was actually trying to call for time there. Wasn't granted it, and alertly able to foul that strike off to give himself another chance here. And time is called as a lot of concern there for the runner at second base, Brock Lucas. Second baseman Hamilton is going back and forth with him. opening up a big hole on the right-hand side if Kavion can put one through there. And fouled off again. That will make its way into the parking lot.
Kavion's seeing the ball pretty good. He's getting good swings at it. Not fooled at all. He's just not been able to square it up just yet.
He'll step back in and wait on the 1-2 offering here with one out in the top of the first. And he'll do it again. Spoiling a lot of pitches here early.
Good at bat.
Brock Lucas led this off with a walk, advanced to second on a pitch in the dirt. And a hit just about anywhere, maybe other than center field. You got to think that they would probably try to run with Logan Castleman in center field. That may be the one place that you don't want to test this early. 1-2 pitch.
Oh, it hit him. It hit him.
It clips Kavion right on the jersey there, and he'll walk down to first base with a hit-by pitch.
The umpire saw it. I was trying to help him out. Yeah, it did. It definitely clipped him.
Kavion didn't jump out of the way of that pitch. And it catches him right there on the jersey, and now there'll be two on for Kobe Poole, who had a very nice regional tournament and semi-state against South Warren. Looking to keep that going as the first pitch swinging hit flare to the right side. Is the first baseman going to get there? Not quite. Nice play there, or nice hustle there by Dober Spike, the first baseman, but got to where the bullpen mound sort of kicks up there and goes to his knees. Excellent crowd here from Breckenridge County to cheer on their Tigers.
Outstanding. Very nice crowd.
Had some of the media commenting on that earlier. It was nice to see all the maroon that the Tigers brought with them. Not necessarily the case for all the other teams, as that pitch comes in high and the count even at one to the senior right fielder, Kobe Poole.
Even with the threat of weather potentially causing problems, or the Brick County faithful made the trip.
1-1 pitch. Taken away for a ball. Good eye there by Kobe. That is one thing that has really improved from his junior year to his senior campaign, that his plate discipline, being able to lay off that pitch, is something that he wouldn't have done as a junior. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and got under that, popped up into center field. Castleman will get underneath it and squeeze it. And two away as Poole is retired on the pop-out. So that'll bring Isaac Seeger to the plate. Seeger looking to make something happen here for the Tigers in the top of the first. They've got two runners on. Benefit of walk and hit by pitch. The Fighting Tigers looking for their first hit of the game. First pitch to Seeger is taken outside for a ball.
See if I get his pitch count down. It got to be up there pretty good.
He has thrown quite a few pitches, especially to Kavion. Kavion had almost a 10-pitch at bat, I believe. Seeger waits on the 1-0 pitch. Swung on
him. Send him.
There's a play. Brock around third, and he has the score. And the Fighting Tigers of Breckenridge County have jumped out to a 1-0 lead over Beachwood.
That a baby freshman. Isaac Seeger got exactly what he needed there, a pitch that he could handle into left field.
A good fastball hitter Seeger has shown himself to be so far, and he puts one into left field. Kavion moves up to second base, and the Tigers with cross and still a chance to do some more here as John Higdon will come to the plate.
That's huge. First ruin on the board here early. A good Beachwood team, so we're going to have to plate some runs. It's not going to be a 1-0 ballgame. We've got to keep adding.
John Higdon with the chance now. As Kavion stands at second, the pitch is outside for a ball.
I think our plate discipline has been really good so far, John. I know it's early, but I think we've swung at strikes and let the balls go.
As opposed to how they've that looked in the regional tournament, they were coming out swinging at the first good pitch they saw. Here they are definitely waiting. That one is inside for ball two as Higdon takes inside. Seager singles in the first run of the game, knocking Brock Lucas in from second. And the 2-0 pitch to Higdon, swung on and driven into left center, but the center fielder Castleman has that one measured. Anybody else out there, that may have been a hit, but Castleman's going to take it away. But the Tigers do strike first. They put one on the board in the top of the first. Beachwood will come to bat in the bottom of the first after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the Sky Bell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
The Tigers put one on the board in the top of the first, and they will try to limit this Beachwood Tiger offense, a very potent offense, averaging almost 11 runs a game, trying to hold them off. And pulling the duty today will be Preston Cottrell. Cottrell, the ace of the staff, coming in with an 8-2 record, a 1.37 ERA, striking out 90 over his 71 and one-third inning. And we'll look for a performance similar to, a little bit similar to what Saturday brought as far as being able to get out, but maybe a little more consistency out of Preston this time.
Yeah, he's going to be just like everybody else. He's going to have some nerves here early. Just need to get him settled in. He'll be the first to tell you his breaking ball was not real good on Saturday, so I'm sure that he's thought about that a little bit, maybe worked a little bit on mechanics, trying to make sure he gets that good snap, but he's going to need that against this potent offensive attack from Beachwood.
Setting the Tigers defensively, they'll have Cole Tabor in left field, Braxton Carmen will be in center, and Kobe Poole in right. Isaac Seager will be at third base, Brock Lucas at shortstop, Jacob Ball at second base, Kavion Mitchell at first, John Higdon doing the catching, and the right-hander on the hill, number 20, Preston Cottrell, and he will face a who's who of the offensive statistic leaders in Kentucky this year in the Beachwood lineup as John Odom will lead things off, Logan Castleman batting second, and Aiden Hutton will bat third. And as good as Castleman has been, John Odom's coming in batting .468 over the season.
Especially the top of the order, solid.
First pitch swinging and foul just to the first foul side of first base as Kavion was right there to field it.
That would have stayed fair. That would have been an easy out for a really tough batter. You'd hate to give him another crack at it.
So one pitch, one strike to the leadoff hitter Odom. And the next one is going to miss away for a ball.
That curveball had a good break on it. Just broke center out, but good to see movement on that good curveball.
1-1 pitch call, strike as he goes back with the fastball there
at 82.
1-2. Preston working quickly. Misses out of the zone.
Yeah, Beachwood, well coached. They'll end up slowing him down, I'm sure. If you let him get into a rhythm, he's tough.
2-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, popped up high in the air. Cole Tabor will get behind it and get underneath it and squeeze it for the first out of the inning.
Big out. Big out. That kid can fly, too. By the time Cole Tabor caught that ball, he was standing on second base. This team, John, is one of the leaders in stolen bases. They have two kids have 30-plus stolen bases, is my understanding.
As a team, they have 100. The kid standing at the plate right now, Logan Castleman, has 34, and the one that just popped out ended up with 28 on the season. So just shy of having two 30 base sealers.
Had over 60 between the two of them.
swung on and missed.
Top hitters in the state right here, and that fastball got by him quick.
A little bit of a surprise to the hitter there as the breaking ball catches the elbow there of Castleman, and he'll take his base down to first. Not the worst outcome that you can have with a 620 hitter that's hit 7 home runs on the season.
Well, I don't have a problem with the hit by pitch. The problem I have is it still looks concerning that the breaking ball is not doing what he wants to do. He usually starts that breaking ball at the batter's shoulder, and it breaks across the plate. It's not getting the break that it needs.
First pitch to the designated hitter, Aiden Hutton, is taken for a ball, and we just spoke about the speed on the base pass with Castleman. 34 stolen bases on 38 attempts.
He'll test John pretty quick, I'd say.
Preston with the throw over. Most teams, once they test John once, they don't really go back to it, but that ball kicks past Kavion, but Kavion able to retrieve it before Castleman can get back to his feet. Hutton is a 380 hitter standing in there. He swings through that high fastball at 82 miles an hour.
Big strong kid that he had a home run to his credit at the Class A state tournament held down in Owensboro. He'll take a shot to get out of here in a pro stadium, but he's got power nonetheless.
Throw over, cut Castleman. Not necessarily leaning, but he wasn't the quickest getting back there in a close play, but Castleman sneaks his hand back in there just in time. Hutton steps back in and waits on the 1-1 offering, and it's outside for a ball, 2-1.
As we are playing at the home of the Lexington Legends, the Class A affiliate, I believe the Kansas City Royals.
Yes. Used to be Houston, and now I think they've switched to...
Oh, man, he was leaning that time.
Didn't have a huge lead, but Preston sort of caught him in between steps and just about got Castleman out there. That fastball swung on and missed. Now 2-2 to the three hitter.
That's just kind of fans into every single pitch. I mean, they are absolutely going nuts on it. Swing and strike in the first inning. That's great. It keeps these kids alive and energized. I don't know that these fans know how much they help this group.
2-2 pitch fouled straight back right off the mitt of Higdon. And Hutton will see another one here.
Players feed off of the fans. And I'm not good at estimates, but I know we have a whole lot more fans.
Yes, we do. 2-2 throw over as they are keeping Castleman honest over there at first. That one fouled off.
Getting that fastball timed up here. That's two that he's fouled straight back, so... Preston's going to have to get that breaking ball working because this group's too good to be relying on fastball, even though Preston's got a good one. He's going to have to get the off-speed stuff and breaking stuff working.
Senior Hutton steps back in, waits for the pitch from the junior.
Oh, got it.
Swung on and just got a piece of it. Kicks off of Higdon's glove there, and Hutton will get another chance. Good breaking ball there, but Hutton able to throw the bat out at it, make a little bit of contact, and just divert it out of the glove of John Higdon.
Much like what happened with Jacob Bowen in the first inning, just enough to keep the catcher from being able to catch it cleanly.
2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. So what Kavion was able to do in his at-bat in the top of the first, Aiden Hutton has reciprocated with a very long at-bat here.
Holiday threw 28 pitches in the first inning. That is twice as many as what you want to throw. So if he continues at that pace, he won't go very deep into the game.
2-2, throw over again. A little bit less on that throw over. 2-2 in the dirt.
It had to come with that. Hutton was starting to get his fastball timed up, so he'd have to throw in some type of a changeup, curveball, or something at some point just to keep him honest. Now I'd say Preston's going to come back with a fastball. It's just going to be mano a mano.
3-2 pitch. Fastball. Strike three called on the outside corner as Hutton goes down looking after a long at bat. But more importantly for the Breckenridge County Tigers, that's the second out of the inning as Devin Johnson will come to the plate. Just another 500 batter.
Johnson kid, the one I listened to the Beachwood Montgomery game, which is the third play-in game, semi-state game, on the radio the other night. This kid got intentionally walked four times.
My goodness.
Never got the swing of that. Montgomery County must have knew something. My goodness, that's behind him.
That breaking ball never broke. It stayed behind him. It finds its way to the backstop, and Castleman will find his way into scoring position on the wild pitch.
It's just Preston's battling and battling and battling. I mean, this kid is just a bulldog. But I was hoping that breaking ball would go back to the way it was middle of the season, but he's still struggling.
Fastball swung on and hit to Brock. It's short, short. Picks it up, throws it across in time.
Good inning.
And the Tigers keep the Tigers off the board. Breckenridge County 1, Beachwood nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Bull Tabor steps to the dish here as we start the top of the second. Breckenridge County 1, Beachwood nothing. As the first pitch of Bull Tabor swung on and popped up into center field, Castleman will squeeze it for the first out.
Pretty fly ball. John is not hitting the center of the baseball. Getting good swings, swinging it. Good pitches, just not squaring it up. Hopefully that's going to come.
Wind is now stiffly blowing out to right field.
Another pop-up. Luckily that was going to get out of play.
Proctor swings at the first one. Behind one strike. You're in the top of the second. Holiday still on the mound for Beachwood. That pitch swung on and driven into center field, but again, right at the center fielder, Castleman.
He does a good job catching fly balls. We need to try something different.
He's not going to drop one out there, I would assume. I don't think he has all year, so that'll bring the nine-hitter, Braxton Carman, to the plate. Carman inserted into the Tiger lineup at the finals of the third region tournament, hit for Preston Cottrell, and laid down a key bunt against South Warren to keep that seven-run inning alive. And this time he lays down a bunt, but it's going to roll foul and two strikes quickly against the junior center fielder, Braxton Garman.
With his speed, if he can just get one perfectly placed, it'll be a hit.
Carman steps back in, two strikes against him, and he takes one on the outside for a ball. Most of the Beachwood players thought that was a call, strike three, but another pitch coming, and Braxton will foul that one off. Carman steps stands in and waits on the pitch.
And hit him.
Just about hit him. He,
I believe he could have played that one.
He didn't get out of the way and took a look back at the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire said, two balls, two strikes. Get back in there.
Could sell it better than that.
And another high one, and Carmen has walked the, has worked the count full after getting down two strikes early. Good to see out of your nine hitter.
I'll leave it out there.
And
leave
he
it out
does. Ball four. Carmen able to lay off of it, and then the first says that he went. Not so sure about that one, as Carmen is retired on strikes. And that will do it for the Tigers here in the top half of the inning. Nothing happening for them. We'll be back for the bottom of the second after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Cottrell finishes his warm-up tosses as we'll head to the bottom of the second. Tigers leading Beachwood by a score of 1-0. Dylan Doverspike, Marcus Berger, and Jackson Knoll will come to the plate for the Beachwood Tigers. Here in the bottom of the second, Tigers able to dance around a hit-by-pitch in the bottom of the first, as the first pitch from Cottrell is a fastball that misses ball one. It's 84 that time. That's the fastest one I've seen him throw so far. That ball hits back up the middle, a diving play there by Ball, comes up empty, and a leadoff single for Doverspike.
Had two players that just barely missed out on fielding that ball. That didn't get past Preston by much, even though it was hard hit. Jacob made a dive at it, and it got just past him. So. But we made mention of Beachwood being a fast team as a whole, but the runner at first and the one in the plate are not two of the faster by no means.
That ball in the dirt, and that's going to allow Doverspike to move up without any aid of a hit. That's the second one that Preston has uncorked to the backstop.
In a minor league stadium like this, there's by far the most room behind home plate of any place the Brookers County has played. It's a huge area back there, so everything gets past the catcher to the backstop. It's going to be at least one.
Next pitch swung on there by Berger into the netting, and the count even at one.
Since fastballs in that 82 to 84 pretty consistently. That one's 83 there, so got good pop on his fastball. It's good enough to do what he needs to do for certain, but that breaking ball is not what he cares. A breaking ball.
Fouled off.
That one looked like it hung too, John.
It did. It stayed up there for a while. That was definitely not be one that you wanted to throw to the first five hitters in this lineup, but the bottom of the order does seem to give a little bit of reprieve.
That's strike three
called. Came back with a fastball at 83 miles an hour and catches Berger looking for strikeout number two on the game and out number one here in the bottom of the second.
I didn't know if he was going to call it or not, but I knew it was strike three. It's just a matter of umpire giving the signal. But one out, runner on second.
Left-hander Jackson Knoll comes to the plate. 241 average as he chops that pitch to third and just over the outstretched glove of Isaac Seeger, and that's going to take one home. The throw home was actually really close from Tabor, but the RBI single and knots this game up at one.
That was a high bouncing ball that just barely got over the outreach arm of Isaac Seeger.
And now 1-1 as Knoll stands at first base and Clay Trusty comes to the plate. Just a big chop that if Isaac's an inch taller, he's got that ball, but
or playing a step back. But it just wasn't meant to be. Just tip your hat and let's go.
Like you mentioned, this is the you're going to have to score more than one run to beat this team anyway. So,
oh yeah,
that pitch on it foul by the eight hitter trustee.
I don't have their scores of every game that they played. I can look it up, but I would venture to guess they're probably averaging, what do you think, 7, 8, 9 runs a game probably over the course of the season.
They've scored over 300 runs this season, I believe. Here they are. The least that they've put up in one game, I believe, is 6. I don't know, they did have a 1-0 game against Covington Catholic. But other than that, I'm seeing a lot. 1-4. That ball's bunted, picked up by Cottrell, and he runs out of the baseline. That's got to be an out. He ran out of the baseline to avoid the tag. Home plate umpire is calling time now. Cottrell picked up the ball, went to apply the tag to Trusty, and
it's a big call in the game. This is a big call in the game. Preston was in.
He veered left, and they're going to call him safe. And head coach Jeremy Bennett's going to come out and get an explanation that there is a lane for the runner to go into foul territory. The runner this time instead went fair territory, about 3 steps out of the lane to avoid the tag, and you cannot try to avoid the tag like that. And they are reconvening.
He was in the lane. He obviously had to go around him to avoid it. And by doing so, he's out of the baseline.
They are.
I don't see them overturn it. I don't think they will overturn it. I just think that they'll stick with what they called, which is the wrong call.
Now the third base and second base umpire are venturing over.
These guys, for being in the state tournament game, have really struggled early on.
And now they're trying to keep the Tigers back. They're telling head coach Jeremy Bennett to go off the field. Now they're reconsulting with everyone. It was a nice bunt right down the first base line. It accomplished exactly what the Beachwood hitter wanted. They wanted to move the runner into scoring position.
This is a big call, and I just don't see these guys doing the right thing and overturning it.
Once a call is made, usually it remains. And again, they break their huddle and call him safe. And Jeremy now getting an explanation from the home plate umpire. He went to apply the tag. The runner ran into the infield to the left of the tag. And what should have been the second out of the inning now gives the Tigers of Beachwood runners on second and first with one out, and they will have a courtesy runner for Trusty.
This guy has struggled early. He's an umpire that I'm referring to. Well, supposed to be some of the best in the state. And if that's the case, then this state's in trouble with umpires.
Well, They did put out a tweet earlier today that it would be you could sign up to be an umpire.
Guys just signed up this morning.
They might have. You never know. So one out, shows bunt on first pitch. Not sure if he pulled back or not. No indication from the home plate umpire. Believe they're going to call it a ball. And they are not going to appeal it down to third base. A lot of things happening here, but nothing happening all at once. And the third base umpire very demonstrative, saying that he didn't go. Getting his moment. Hamilton in the batter's box. Top the lineup stands on deck. And that's why it looms so large. Hamilton bunts through that one for a strike. Throw down to first, not in time.
Our guys look like they're getting a little frazzled here. For the first time in a while, I see that they've had about 3 calls go against them. They're going to have to take a deep breath and work their way out of this. This is one of those innings where you don't want it to snowball.
Bunted at that again. It's going to get down.
At first.
Cottrell picks it up, throws the baby on at first in time. Hamilton is retired on the sacrifice bunt.
After call before that was made correctly, that they don't have the option of playing right there.
And you get out of possibly having to face the top of the order with two runners in scoring position as John Odom will come to the plate. So big pitch sequence coming up here for the Fighting Tigers. Cottrell pitching to the top of the order here. The very first pitch is in the dirt for a ball.
I think this is a young man maybe that had the game-winning hit against Montgomery County in the eighth inning last Saturday to send Beachwood into this game.
Odom at the plate. First base is open, but an even better bat in the on-deck circle in the form of Castleman as that pitch misses for a ball.
Let's go ahead and go at him, Presto. Don't want to load him up for Castleman. This young man, good job.
2-0 pitch, fastball, misses, called ball three. And I would assume that Odom has the green light to swing on 3-0. And that's the fastball that he takes for a call strike. Cottrell comes set. 3-1 offering. Misses. Ball four. And a big time situation here for the Fighting Tigers as Jeremy Bennett will make the walk out to the mound to talk to his right-handed starter as Logan Castleman will step to the plate with two out and the bases loaded, coming in at 620 as a batting average, 758 RBIs.
And a first-teamer.
And
first-team All-State.
Arguably, he was one of the two that were probably most under consideration for Mr. Baseball in the state of Kentucky. That ended up going to A.J. Hacker in Rowan County, who is also here at the state tournament.
This kid was in the top three, I would say, because what's the kid down in Warren County, Hawk?
He was a linebacker for the Green Bay Packers.
I think that kid's last name is Hawk, too, maybe, but he was either Warren Central or Warren East. But these three kids are the top three folk hitters in the state.
Well, Castleman, the right-hander, will step in with the base loaded as Cottrell will come set. First pitch is a breaking ball.
Good one.
Oh, just misses on the outside corner. That'd be one that would be nice to get here, but doesn't happen. One ball pitch is a fastball on the outside corner that Cottrell gets for a strike. And the count even at one.
Ryan Hawk.
Ryan, okay.
Was a kid down at Warren East.
1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, misses high. Warren East was a team that I don't believe even made it out of their district.
Called into question because they got beat in the first game of the district tournament. They didn't pitch him. One of the best people in the state.
Oh, a 2-1 pitch looked like it was... must have been a little low. That goes 3-1.
Sometimes when you're known around the state, you're in the ballot for Mr. Baseball, you get calls that nobody else gets.
3-1 fouled off, and the count now full.
Still here is 3-2, two outs. All the base runners going to get a head start, so just a base hit to the outfield almost certainly scores two here with the runners in motion.
I go with a high fastball here. Full count pitch.
It is. Oh.
Oh, he went with the outside corner and doesn't get the call. And Castleman walks down to first base. So after a botched call by the first baseman, or first base and home plate umpire on the bunt that Trusty had earlier, Beachwood has now plated their second run of the inning and have taken a 2-1 lead. And still not out of the woods as the designated hitter Aiden Hudson comes to the plate and he takes the first pitch for a ball. Next one's right down Broadway for a strike. this is very important to limit.
Ball here. We gotta get out of this.
Pitch swung on and fouled off.
There you go. Now you're ahead 1-2. Come on, John Boy. Ball on the dirt. You just gotta block it up, step on the plate. Don't even have to make a throw. Get everything in.
1-2 count to the designated hitter, Hutton. And the pitch from Cottrell. Swung on and fouled off, and we'll do it again. All pitching is available for the Tiger, or for the Fighting Tigers today. There's nobody out because of pitch counts or anything, so Cottrell is definitely the number one, but everybody else is available. It's that 1-2 pitch is bounced. Cottrell not able to field it. Ball throws it to first in time.
Oh, my goodness. What a play by Jacob Ball.
Jacob Ball backing up that play that Cottrell was trying to make. It just goes over Cottrell's glove, but Jacob picks it up, throws the KB on just in time to nip the runner. But Beachwood puts two on the board, and they have a 2-1 lead as we head to the third inning. We'll be back after this.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 1043.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.
Fighting Tigers come to bat here in the top of the third. It'll be Brock Lucas, Jacob Ball, and Kavion Mitchell to hit against the freshman Brett Holiday. Winner of this game will proceed to the semifinals to await the winner of Tate Creek and PRP. Be at the same time, 4:30 Central Time start on June the 7th.
Okay, that'll work.
First pitch, hit by pitch is Brock Lucas, and he'll take his base.
Brock just stood in there to take that for his team, and I think he intended to get hit in the back. That hit his right elbow. I don't like the looks of that at all. He's having to shake it out. I'm hoping it's just kind of one of those funny bone type things where it feels like you're touching an electric fence or something like that, maybe just kind of shocked him just a little bit, but if it hit him in the back, it was a breaking ball. It wasn't thrown real hard. Just a curve ball that Brock was more than willing to take in the back or in the shoulder, but I think he misjudged where it was going to hit him. I don't like to see that on that throwing arm.
First pitch swung on by Jacob Ball, driven high and deep in the left. Home run! Jacob Ball! Get out of here, baby!
You said it the first at bat. My goodness, he hit a ball hard that first at bat. And whatever it is that he's got worked out over the last few days, he just went yard at a pro field.
That ball hit deep into the left field bleachers. Had to have been, I don't know how far it was, but it was far enough to get out of here. And that gives Breckenridge County a one-run lead. They give it away in the bottom of the inning, and they get it right back.
They do. They're feeling that he missed second base.
And they call him safe.
I got excited and missed it, but if he did, the umpire was...
They missed it as well. So a hit by pitch, and then a two-run bomb in the left field by Jacob Ball. And the Fighting Tigers of Breckenridge County are back on top. First pitch to Kavion fouled off. That's the way you respond to a 38-1 team that takes a lead from you.
We've got all the momentum back on our side. We just need to keep going. That cannot overlook the fact that Brock Lucas took that hit by pitch. I mean, that turned into a run. He gets out of the way of that.
Never know if he gets on.
You don't know if he gets on base. If he doesn't, then that's a solo shot. But because he stands in there and takes the hit by pitch, turns into a two-run homer instead of a solo.
And those little things, that's why Breckenridge County is here today. Those little things, as that ball is bounced towards short, Odom up with it to throw across is high, but a nice play there by the first baseman, Doverspike, to stay on the bag, and Kavion is retired on the 6-3 putout.
Interesting to see how deep they go with Holiday, the freshman here. They do not want to use Noah Carter, if at all possible. But when it's lose and go home, as long as Rutgers County can keep the pressure on them.
Kobe Poole takes that first pitch high for a ball. Kobe didn't get a fastball the last time up. We'll see if he can give one here. There's a fastball that he takes low in the dirt, ball two. A little bit more consistent speed, about the 75 to 79 mile an hour range that we're seeing out of Holiday right now.
Oh, that hit him.
That catches Kobe in the backside, and he will take his base.
This one's Duke's coach.
We'll see what kind of leash the freshman is on right now as they will take a stroll out there, and Beachwood already getting somebody up into the bullpen, possibly.
That is their ace.
It is, yes. That is Noah Carter headed to the bullpen.
Well, here on the city roster, they got Carter Noah. So I'm pretty sure his name's Noah Carter.
Well, they have it on KHSAA as Carter Noah, but on the Allstate release, it said Noah Carter. So one of his names is Noah, one of his names is Carter. And if he comes in the game, we'll figure it out. But until then, the Tigers trying to add on to this one-run lead now as Kobe Poole stands at first and Isaac Seeger comes to the plate. He had an RBI single in the first. Kobe with good speed over there at first base, 24 stolen bases on the season. Seeger takes that one for a ball. 2-0 to the freshman. Holiday comes set. Check swing. Just gets a piece of it as it looked like Kobe may have been moving on the pitch there. Seeger ups his batting average. He came in batting .373. Really turned it on over the last couple of weeks, especially in postseason play. 2-1 pitch to the freshman. Takes it just at the belt. Thought that came in high, but
was at the belt by the time it got to the catcher. I'm not sure. It was a bit higher than that when it came across the plate.
2-2 to Seeger, and he's going to take strike three on the outside corner. Good pitch there by the freshman Holiday to get the second out of the inning. And John Higdon will shed the shin guards and head to the plate. Higdon hit a ball hard into the left center field area, but Logan Castman able to get over there and squeeze it to retire the Tiger threat in the first. Looking to put another good swing on the ball here. He's first pitch out in front of it, pops it up, second base drifts back. Tough play, and he
drops it.
Kobe moving the entire time, makes it over to third base. And runners on the corner for the Tigers on the error by the second baseman, Hamilton.
Beachwood had already come up out of the dugout, John, to congratulate the players as they come off the field. And then that ball dropped.
Looks like we'll have Evan Barr. I assume it's Evan. I'm not sure if it's him or Trent. I didn't see him as he ran over there, but we do have a courtesy runner for John Higdon.
It's kind of an odd situation to have a substitution down on the field. They're using walkie-talkies to communicate down on the field. The umpire to the press box up here is the booth next to us is the PA announcer. He's got walkie-talkie, and they're communicating through walkie-talkies from the press box to the field with the home plate umpire.
So it is Trenton Brown that takes Higdon's spot over at first. Two out and a big spot here for the senior, Cole Tabor. He's first pitch swinging and fouls it straight back.
They sit right here. You may see their ace come in.
This is a big, big situation for the Tigers to try to play add-on. They pushed two across on the Jacob Ball home run.
What Beachwood's got to start thinking about is, I bet this kid's up over 50, so if that's the case.
Tabor shows bunt, pulls back, and Trenton will find his way. Did he pull back?
They called it a strike, whether he pulled back or not.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that being called a strike. Looked inside, but Trenton Brown moves on to second base, but two strikes against the hitter now.
Going for the big time hit with it.
That pitch outside, ball one. Yeah, anything.
That hit scores two now.
Yeah, Trenton's going to be moving no matter where that ball, if it gets into the outfield, Trenton's going to be moving. 1-2 pitch to Cole Tabor. Swung on and hit into left field. That's traveling.
That's a three-run home run by Cole Tabor. Two strikes against the senior, and he comes up big time. His third big fly of the season, his first since walking it off against Meade County in the district tournament, and the Fighting Tigers have erupted for five runs in the inning. Well, my oh my.
That's a hit right there.
The Tiger fans are going bananas down the third base line as their boys have jumped back out in front of this, now leading by four.
And Cole Proctor will step in, and the first pitch to Proctor is going to be a ball.
So settle the emotions and keep playing here. Keep your emotions in check.
All those runs are unearned, as that should have been out of the inning. And Proctor hits that ball hard, but it's going to be right at Castleman, and the side is retired. But Brett County puts five on the board with two big flies, one from Jacob Ball, another from Cole Tabor. And we got ourselves a ball game. Breckenridge County leads this one 6-2. We'll be back after these messages.
New from Brandenburg Telecom is the SkyBell doorbell. Complete with a camera so you can see who's at your door. For your home and business security needs, don't do it yourself. Let Brandenburg Telecom security and home automation team provide a needed service that helps build peace of mind for you and your family. Call 270-580-4466 today for a free consultation to learn how you and your family can be protected with BBTEL's 24/7 monitoring service. Visit BrandenburgTelecom.com.
This encore broadcast of Fighting Tiger Baseball on 104.3 The River and WXBC 104.3.com is an exclusive presentation of Brandenburg Telecom.